From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq today, the interim government announced new measures to try to protect voters during this month's elections. But soon after, there were reports that gunmen killed two candidates running in those elections. Both men were attacked in the southern city of Basra, and both were members of the Iraqi National Accord, the party of Prime Minister Yadalawi. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, insurgents detonated a car bomb outside the offices of another leading political party.
NPR's Emily Harris has been following these developments, and she's now on the line with us from Baghdad. Emily, could you tell us a little bit more about these security measures?
Iraqi officials have announced that they are planning to close the land borders for 3 days, one day before and one day after and on election day. Travel between provinces is also expected to be very limited, and only official cars are supposed to be on the street for those 3 days. The whole idea is to stop car bombs, also, of course, any movement of terrorists. But we're about 12 days out now from the elections, and a lot of the details are pretty sketchy. Also, a lot of these rules have not been widely explained to Iraqi people. I did speak today with a U.S. soldier who's acting as a liaison between the Election Commission and his particular unit. U.S. forces are supposed to only be backup security for Election Day, but he said it's not only not yet clear how, for example, the driving limits will be enforced, but he also felt that there were a lot of potential issues that were just not on the radar screen of Iraqi officials. For example, if one polling station is attacked, where do you send the voters who are supposed to vote there, who may still want to come and vote somewhere else?
The security challenges are evident almost every day in Iraq, and today there were several violent incidents, including a car bombing in Baghdad.
That's right. A car bomb exploded outside the offices of a major Shiite Muslim political party, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. They are part of a slate that's expected to do very well in the elections, after decades of many members of that slate being either underground or in Iran because of persecution during Saddam Hussein's rule. There was also news of another group of foreign workers being kidnapped, Chinese workers who are apparently helping build facilities for U.S. troops. A video was released showing them with armed men who were threatening them with death. But on a more positive note, another kidnapping was resolved. A Catholic archbishop who was kidnapped yesterday in Mosul in the north was released. He said he was not harmed, and he believes he wasn't actually specifically targeted or the church targeted. He says he feels he was just picked up as part of the general violence that is around Iraq.
Many U.S. and Iraqi officials believe the violence in Iraq is now aimed at keeping voters, especially Sunni voters, from going to the polls. And a low Sunni turnout could affect not just the outcome, but also the way the elections are viewed, whether or not they're seen as legitimate. What's actually going on now to try to get more Sunnis to the polls?
Well, according to Iraqi government officials, talks are actually going on at quite high levels, meaning the prime minister's office is directly involved. Officials say that there are talks going on with all sorts of Sunnis except for real hardcore fighters. There's a belief here among some government officials that there is an element of Sunni Muslims who, even if they have been fighting, may be interested in taking part in a new government in Iraq under the right conditions. But at the same time, the Interior Minister today had some pretty harsh comments directed at those who are threatening a boycott. He said that boycotting means betrayal and could actually spark a civil war.
There's also other election controversies that are now beginning to appear, finger-pointing about breaking election rules.
That's right. The most interesting one is about a controversy over the use of religious symbols in this election. One Shiite Muslim party, the United Iraqi Alliance, uses the pictures of the most revered Shiite Muslim cleric on its campaign posters, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. There is a rule that you're not allowed to use religious symbols in campaigning, and so actually Yadalawi, the prime minister's slate, has challenged the use of Sistani's pictures on the posters. Officials with Alawi's slate are careful to say that Sistani himself hasn't actually done anything wrong, but the slate of candidates using his image is breaking the rules.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Emily Harris speaking to us from Baghdad.